Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Because life is sometimes a weird thing. Today, well, where we left off yesterday, we're going to pick up today. So joining us again from the largest website of its kind in the United States today, joined once again by writer Dean Weingarten. Don't ask why. Let's just go along with it. How you doing, sir?
I am doing very well. What a pleasure to be on two shows in a row. Wow, that's great.
Well, I mean, we left off with you, and we start with you for today. I mean, in the last 24 hours. You've been on the radio within 21 hours of each other.
Well, that sounds, it works for me.
You're a major star, Dean. That's just all there is to it.
Well,
now, the fun part here is that what we're going to talk about tonight, I have no idea what it is, because Dean is so far ahead of ammo land right now, because everybody's been taking a vacation, that we've covered pretty much everything that he's published of late. So we're going into no man's land, because I don't know what you're going to say. So what would you like to discuss today?
Just a couple hours ago, they published one of my latest about the court result in Connecticut that we started talking about yesterday. So it's a good place to continue.
Okay.
And what happened there, I want to give a little recount so people understand the circumstances. About 3 years ago, in November of 2018, a gentleman was driving through Waterbury, Connecticut. He wasn't familiar with the area, and he was looking for a house that was for sale that he was considering buying. It was in the evening. It was about 8:30 p.m. And he was, as many people do, he was using his phone as a GPS to direct him to the location. And the cell phone was on a holder on his dash. And his cell phone froze up, so he pulled over to adjust it. Well, it turned out that it wasn't a great area to pull over. And just shortly after he pulled over, an officer knocks on his window, and he had the interior light on, and he rolled down the window, and the officer yelled at him, "Your driver's license." And he reached up to his visor and got the driver's license and his pistol permit and handed them to the officer and told him he had a pistol in the car. Well, the officer reacted rather inappropriately. He opened the door and grabbed the driver and tried to pull him out. The driver's name was Basil Tukane. I may be mispronouncing it. And he said that he had a seatbelt on and he was trying to release the seatbelt and to turn off the car, which was still running. But the officer was trying to pull him out and he's got a couple of herniated discs and it was extremely painful, but he managed to get seatbelt released so the officer could drag him out of the car. And he also managed to turn off the car. And then the officer handcuffed him and put him in the back of his squad car. Tsukune says that he was in a very awkward position, and he complained, and the officer actually made it worse, is what he says in the complaint. Some other officers showed up, and Tsukune says that the first officer, after he was handcuffed, searched his pockets, took $320 in cash and a flash drive, which contained pictures of Tsukune's deceased father. And that these other officers showed up, and he says that it was this original officer but that searched his car and opened up his trunk and searched that. But they eventually released him, and with a traffic citation, something about inappropriate parking or something. I haven't seen the actual traffic citation. But what happened then is that they did release him. It was just a traffic citation, but he was so angry and upset about how he'd been treated that he filed a lawsuit against the officer for deprivation of his constitutional rights. And this was filed in the United States District Court in the District of Connecticut. Now, what the officer's defense was, through his attorney, an attorney representative, was that he had qualified immunity because officers have qualified immunity if they're doing what they reasonably believe to be legal. What is interesting about this case is that the United States District Court wasn't buying it. And they said there was no probable cause for arrest and search of a vehicle, and there wasn't sufficient cause for a Terry stop, detention, and search. And the officer claimed that because there was a pistol in the vehicle, and that he knew that, that was sufficient to give him probable cause for a Terry stop, detention, and search, and to search the vehicle. But what the circuit court did, and I think it was exactly correct, it said just because somebody legally has a pistol doesn't mean you can detain them, arrest them, search their vehicle. And I'm gonna read the actual quote from the court decision. It says, on this record, no reasonable officer could conclude that plaintiff posed a meaningful threat of being armed and dangerous simply because he disclosed that he had a pistol and a license to possess it. Any contrary holding would make it practically impossible for the lawful owner of a firearm to maintain a Fourth Amendment right to privacy in his or her automobile. The court therefore denies summary judgment on the search of the vehicle and declines to immunize the office. Now, what's interesting about that is that because the court is allowing the lawsuit to go forward, the plaintiffs can then demand discovery. And that means that they can demand that the office, that the police department provide things like body cam footage, or telephone logs, or radio logs, or maybe officer timesheets. And all of those things could be used to determine, say, a clear, undisputed timeline for the stop, the arrest, and the search. And because several other officers were involved, and all parties agree that that was the case after the initial arrest, several other officers might be implicated. Now, my experience is, in that sort of a circumstance, police departments are often willing to settle for a few $100,000.
Hang on for me. Too busy listening to the story. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the Binary Trigger, the home of Salus Reformation Line, Militia Line, Providence. Go check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten again, which is cool. And we were just discussing this case coming out of Connecticut where apparently the guy wanted to say, well, I wasn't sure it was real. So now you're telling me that there were other officers on the scene?
Oh, yes. And this is not disputed. What happened was the first officer pulled this guy out of the vehicle, it appears, and then handcuffed him and put him in another vehicle. Then other officers showed up. Sometime about this time, a search of plaintiff's vehicle was done, and they searched the interior. The first officer apparently searched his pockets and took cash and a key drive with pictures on it. And also took some pills out, which he said were for his heart condition. And there was no charge of drugs, so I suspect that he's accurate when he says these were for his heart condition. And then these other officers showed up, and one of them relieved him from the way he'd been stuffed into the back seat. And then he was able to see, he says, the officer searching his vehicle, and he said it took the overall time period was longer than 30 minutes. Now, what's interesting about this is that in the brief filed in the officer's defense, where they call for summary judgment, they say that it took no more than 30 minutes total. And this is important because you're only allowed to detain somebody for a limited amount of time if you're not going to charge them and arrest them. And 30 minutes is stretching it. Most of the cases I've read put the limit around 15 to 20 minutes. In the brief by the defense of the officer, they found one court decision where they stretched it as far as 30 minutes. The reason that's important is because when they do discovery, they're almost certainly are going to be time markers that they can reference so they can determine just how long it actually took. And since they have already given a time limit from the officer, if they find that it was longer than that, say it was 40 minutes instead of 30 minutes, basically they're toast. They've already lied to the court. So what we will see on this is, and this is my prediction, is they will settle. They will not want this to go to trial. They will not want to have to do discovery. They will not want the other officers that were there named and have to give testimony in court where, as many officers have told me, it's one thing if you make a mistake and break a rule. It's another thing if you're under oath and you tell a lie. Most officers are not willing to lie in court. Now, there are exceptions, and we have seen it from time to time. But generally, they're not willing to lie in court. And in today's age, when there's cameras everywhere, when there are recording devices everywhere, it is more and more dangerous to lie because you can be caught up from a number of different directions. So what will happen in this case, I mean, and I, you know, it's a prediction, is that the police department and the plaintiff will come to an arrangement and there will be a settlement. And because I don't believe the department will ever want this to go to trial.
Does the department still, is that cop still working there? Is that cop somewhere still working for?
As far as I know, yes.
Yeah. Now, my question would be, when you were talking about the other cops that were there, his pretense, did he ever mention that during the stop? Did he ever say, I'm not sure this is a real legitimate permit?
I don't know, but they did check it out, and see, this is one of the timelines that they can't falsify. They called in and checked it out. There's going to be a record of that call somewhere. And not only that, but the plaintiff says the first officer, after they search the car and they don't find anything, comes back and he asks a sergeant at the scene, what should I charge this guy with? That's not exactly going to look that great in court. And if the, you know, it's going to be hard to coordinate some type of testimony among the several officers that were there so that they're all on the same page. Because when you start getting testimony from different officers, unless they collude, and that becomes a separate crime, obstruction of justice in itself, it's hard to get all your testimony to a falsehood to be the same. Now, if you talk about the truth, at least the truth, when they're trying to give testimony, are generally at least plausible with each other's testimony. One person may see something a little different from somebody else, but it's not going to be entirely contradictory. So, and I think that you you would see that. You know about you know, interrogating people and trying to figure out what's truth and what's not. And right. One of the first things you do is you separate people so they don't coordinate their story. Well, it only takes one person to break and try to get a better deal for any kind of coordination to fall apart. So I'm going to make a prediction that this will be settled. I don't know how much it'll be for, but my prediction is that it's going to be substantial. And I wouldn't be surprised with $100,000 or more. After all, whose money is it that is going to go to make this settlement? It isn't going to come out of the officer's pocket.
You know what? I'll ask you this question after we get back, but we're coming up on the next break. I do want to ask you about that whole funding source. You can find Dean's stuff. You can find this article. It is at the top of the page right now. It's on the front page at AmmoLand.com. With Dean, if you go to All Contributors and you look to the left-hand side, you'll see his name midway down in the left column. And there you'll find 1,800-plus articles waiting on you. All timeless, by the way. They all are pertinent today. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits are falling as initial claims dropped to 375,000 last week. That's 12,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. The biggest jumps in claims were in Indiana, Georgia, Rhode Island, Alabama, and Illinois. That news, despite inflation, remains at a 13-year high at 5.4%, despite the Biden administration insisting soaring prices are temporary. Used car prices and gas prices are both up 42%. Sharon Epperson is CNBC's senior personal finance correspondent.
People are experiencing inflation firsthand because they know that their paycheck isn't going as far as it did a couple months ago even. So inflation is not necessarily a good thing or a bad thing. It's a sign. It's a sign that we're in a period of economic recovery.
This is USA Radio News. A drought is hitting parts of the western United States especially hard.
Drought and high demand are expected to force the first ever mandatory cuts to water supply that 40 million people across the Colorado River depend on. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation's project next week will spare cities and tribes but hit Arizona farmers hard. Pinal County, Arizona's top producer of cotton, barley, and livestock, says they will be hit very hard. Arizona is expected to lose 512,000 acre-feet of water. Nevada will lose 21,000 acre-feet. And Mexico will lose 80,000 acre-feet of water. An acre-foot is enough water to supply 1 to 2 households for a year. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Fred has weakened and is now a tropical depression. Forecasters do expect this storm to strengthen once again as it approaches Florida this weekend, possibly on Friday. Fred is currently about 110 miles east of Guantanamo, Cuba, and moving west-northwest at 15 miles per hour. USA Radio News.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, talking about this case in Connecticut. And do police departments carry insurance for this kind of thing, some sort of liability insurance, or is this coming from
sometimes
the taxpayers?
Very often, yeah, they do. And there's another thing here, is that since the court has refused to immunize this officer, it's even possible he could be charged criminally, because it's against the law to deprive somebody of their constitutional rights under color of law. Now, there hasn't been any talk of criminal prosecutions, but we certainly have seen plenty of criminal prosecutions for police officers who thought they were doing their job in the last year. So I wouldn't say it's completely out of the ballpark that there would be a potential criminal liability. And on the other hand, there are also many police unions have liability insurance for cases like this. So I think it's also possible that the union would pay legal fees or even possibly help with a settlement. But the amount of these settlements you know, certainly drives up insurance costs for police departments or communities. I haven't looked at the Waterbury Police Department to see if they have insurance. It's not always an easy thing to find out because it's not something that is has a title to it like insurance for a Waterbury Police Department. Look that up. It would probably you'd have to dig into their budget to try to find out if they paid for insurance. But it's not real uncommon for police departments to have insurance to cover this sort of issue.
Now,
liability insurance.
Typically, with a police officer that is sort of a problematic type sort, do police departments keep them on board most of the time? I mean, if they get out there, and
it depends. It depends on how much outcry there is. If they get to be publicly known as a problem, they often get tossed. And if there are significant lawsuits, that's another issue that sometimes results in the officer being fired or resigning. But most officers, even with these kind of issues, because it's expensive to train up an officer, are able to get jobs with other police departments after they have been tossed out of a particular department.
Now, when policemen do get tossed out of a particular department, but they retain their certification so they can become a police officer somewhere else, does that matter when they're going to?
Yes, it does. Because, well, you can look at it from two sides. I mean, first off, sometimes police officers are attacked without good justification. And, you know, you could say, well, they deserve a second chance somewhere. And there are officers that are abusive, and you say they shouldn't be a police officer anyway. So it's difficult to separate the wheat from the chaff unless you have good, solid reporting and evidence. And it seems harder and harder to determine what is good evidence anymore.
Right.
Some states have tried to put systems in place that track officers that have had problems. And some there's even been consideration of legislation to prevent officers that are problems from being rehired elsewhere. You'd think that there would be a way that they could be decertified, but I haven't seen that as a solution in my reading. Some state may be trying it. There's 50 states, and it's hard to track all legislation everywhere.
Especially in today's world, it makes me wonder if they haven't changed some of their policies or something regarding some of these guys. Not to say that, you know, an aggressive cop who's out there doing those kinds of things.
Well, and police officers make mistakes, too. They're people, and they can make mistakes. And, you know, if it's a legitimate mistake, the courts have an understanding that if the officer made what they believe was an honest mistake, they thought the law was one thing, and they reasonably could believe that. And that's what's so interesting about this particular case, is because we're building a body of law where just because someone is armed doesn't mean you can stop them and search them and handcuff them and basically place them under arrest. It's because we have gone from, you know, I think in 1986, there were four states that had shall issue laws, and now there are 42 states that have shall issue laws. So the official and legal carrying of weapons has increased in the last 30 years, 35 years. It's increased exponentially. There's now like 20 million people that have carry permits, and there's about 35 states where no permit is required to carry openly, and there's 22 states where there's no permit required to be carried either for a handgun to be carried either openly or concealed that have constitutional carry. So the court is nearly expanding and creating the doctrine that if you're doing something that is legal and ordinary where you're at, police aren't allowed to stop you and arrest you and search you without probable cause. And the basic doctrine is just the mere occasion of someone being armed is not probable cause to either do a Terry stop or to arrest them. And that's kind of interesting because Texas, there was a big discussion about that when they went to constitutional carry, whether or not someone carrying was probable cause to stop them and see if they had a permit or not. Of course, now that it's constitutional carry, there's no longer any reason for that. And we've seen several cases. As I mentioned yesterday, there was a case in Arizona where an officer searched somebody because he noticed that they were carrying a firearm. He believed they were. So he may have actually been told by the person. And the court ruled that just because the person was armed was not probable cause to search them. And this case builds on that.
Hmm.
And it makes perfect sense. As you mentioned yesterday, if you're driving down the road and you've got a valid license or on the back of your vehicle and the cop says, well, I don't know for sure if that license is real or a fake, so I'm going to pull the guy over and then check to determine whether it's real or fake, that's not allowed under our law unless he has some articulable reason to believe that it's fake.
Let me get you hold on right there. We're coming up on the last break. Find Dean's stuff at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In freedom wherever you go, now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here.
Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you make mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Now then, talking to Dean Weingarten, we've been talking about the policeman that wasn't satisfied with a permit that he called in and checked on. And what would you like to talk about now? You want to talk about something
well,
that's not published?
Well, I would like to talk about the upcoming Wolf Hunt in Wisconsin.
Okay.
I grew up in Wisconsin, so Wisconsin topics are kind of interesting to me, and I have relatives up there that help me stay up to date on what's going on. And on 11 August, just 2 days ago now, Wisconsin Resources Board, and they're the agency that regulates hunting. Mostly they go with recommendations from the Department of Natural Resources, and they also take into consideration what I think is a uniquely Wisconsin institution, the Conservation Congress. And what the Conservation Congress is that once a year, people all over the state meet in relatively good-sized groups, and they consider issues about conservation and hunting regulations and that sort of thing, and make recommendations to the Wisconsin Resources Board about what they think should be done. Anyone can attend these meetings, and they sometimes get fairly controversial, but essentially they're a way for people who are interested in an issue to make their voice known. And what happened in Wisconsin is that back in 2012, the gray wolf was taken off the endangered species list in Wisconsin. The numbers had reached a number that people had agreed on was no longer endangered. And in Wisconsin, they scheduled a hunt, and they had a management plan. And they had hunts for wolves over the next 3 years until a federal judge decreed that the wolf had to be put back on the endangered species list. It wasn't a decree by game managers or wildlife experts. It was a federal judge that did so. And in those 3 years from 2012 to 2014, at the start of it, there were reported to be 809 wolves in Wisconsin. They harvested, or the, let's see, 789 wolves were killed over the 3 years. At the end of the hunt, the wolf numbers were reported at 866. So even though they had 789 wolves killed in 3 years, there were still more wolves at the end of the hunt than of those three-year hunts than there was before. At that time, the hunt was stopped by the federal judge. So 7 years later, in 2020, the wolves are taken off the endangered species list by the Trump administration. And Wisconsin law requires that there be a wolf hunt if they're taken off the, once they're off the endangered species list. So the Department of Natural Resources scheduled a hunt for wolves, and it put a quota on of, they said they wanted to have 200 wolves killed. Basically, the conditions were perfect for hunting, and in 3 days, 218 wolves were killed, and they stopped the harvest. So it was pretty close to what they wanted, but it was a little bit over 9%. So what this board did that met a couple days ago was to say, well, how much should the harvest be for this next hunt, which is scheduled for November? The Department of Natural Resources said, well, we don't know exactly how many wolves are left because we haven't done a count. We believe there were about 11 or 1,200 before the last hunt in February, and we killed 200. And so we want to be very, very, they called it conservative, but it's conservative of wolf numbers, not necessarily conservative of the overall resource. And they recommended 130 wolves. But the Conservation Congress recommended 300. Back in 1999, the goal was set to have a population of 350 wolves. There's probably about 1,000 wolves in the state right now. That's three times what the goal was set in 1999. So a member of the Conservation the Resources Board said, well, let's set the quota of 504, because the Indian tribes are going to take 40%, and that moves it back down to about 350, which might start us back on the road to getting to the population goal that we set back in 1999. Basically, a lawyer for the DNR says, well, we can't make the goal contingent on what the tribes get. We have to set the goal first. So the board settled on a compromise. They recommended a quota of 300 wolves, which is more than the 130 by the conservation, by the DNR, and less than the 504 that they were saying maybe we should have. And what was interesting is that there were like 50 people that gave testimony about it. And a majority of them did not want any wolves killed. Now, it's my guess, or my understanding of what's going on here, is that most of the people who didn't want any wolves killed didn't live where the wolves were. board members said, well, people who are where the big concentrations of wolves are don't want to have any wolves around because they cause a lot of problems. So I think this is another rural versus urban conflict, where the people who live where the wolves are have a totally different conception of how many wolves they want around than the people who live in the urban areas and don't have to worry about with problems that wolves cause.
So should their testimony even be germane to what's going on in that area?
They should vote. So their testimony is germane. In our society, we have a, you know, people vote, they elect representatives, the representatives then make the law. I have to say, from what I saw of the Resources Board, they're trying to be responsible. And what was really fascinating was back in, I found newspaper articles from 2013 and 14, where they're quoting the Department of Natural Resources as saying their goal was to reduce the wolf population, which at that time was about 800. So they clearly were saying it's our goal to reduce it below 800, whether or not they believed the 350 was the goal.
Right.
Well, there's about 1,000 wolves in Wisconsin right now. So that's a lot more than 800. And yet the DNR says, well, we really don't have a goal of what we want to do with the wolf population. We want to sort of stabilize it, whatever that means. I guess
right.
It means they think there should be 1,000 or more wolves.
Well, we're about to run out of time. I want to thank you for shifting as fast as you did and shifting over here to this time slot today. That way, I'm not depriving anybody of their wine garden fix.
Well, thank you very much. I always enjoy being on the show. It's a fun show to be on, and I hope to be back next Wednesday.
Absolutely. Hour number two is inbound. Coming up next, we're going to talk about trauma care with the Dark Angel. His name is Kerry Davis, and we're going to talk about the kits and the specials that he's still got going on at darkangelmedical.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.